95.3. Patrick, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Kevin, what's up?
This and that. Getting ready for December. It's not even December yet.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Give it a day. It'll be here.
Now, we just passed one of the newest holidays that we have called Cyber Monday.
Yes.
How was your Cyber Monday there, Patrick?
I did 70% of my Christmas shopping from the comfort of my office.
Oh, very nice. Cyber Monday yesterday, very successful for Patrick at Montague Webworks. Now, with people making some purchases online during the holidays, you mentioned this topic before we went on the air, and I think it's perfect for right now. Being safe when you do shop online. How does this tie in with Montague Webworks and what you guys are doing over there?
Well, obviously, this time of the year, it's really easy to whip out the credit card or the debit card and type your number into a computer screen and hope that what you're paying for you're actually going to get. But the truth of the matter is you've got to be careful for three reasons. I just want to go over these real quick with you, Kevin. The first one is you need to buy, if you're online, you need to buy from a reputable site, and that means someone that you've heard of before. I know that sounds a little strange, but there are sites out there that actually pretend to look and act like sites that are familiar,
mm-hmm.
such as certain auction sites like eBay. There are imposters out there that can offer you deals that look like they're going to blow your mind, but in fact, all they're going to do is blow your bank account,
mm-hmm.
take all your personal information, and they're going to start withdrawing your money from Uzbekistan, and you're going to end up with a zero balance. So you got to be really careful. So number one, shop reputably. Number two, look for insignias on websites like the Better Business Bureau. Look for a VeriSign certificate that allows the site to be secure. And look for customer ratings and reviews on sites so that you have a benchmark. Of course, places like Amazon, eBay, even your major retailers like Target, Kohl's, Home Depot, they offer online options. So those are pretty safe places to shop. But look for verification.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing, which is absolutely the most important, don't shop or provide anything anywhere that asks you for more personal information than just what relates to your transaction.
Okay.
So, for example, if you went online, Kevin, and you were putting in your credit card information, and then the website asked you for your Social Security number, would you put that in?
When it comes to my social, people want to know my social. I get real nervous.
I would definitely get nervous. In fact, I would say, big warning sign, anything that asks you to validate or verify any information that is not pertinent to your transaction, big red flag, stop what you're doing, close the window, and call your bank or credit card company immediately. Kevin, did you guys do any cyber shopping yesterday? Did you buy any stuff for the little guy?
I didn't. No cyber shopping for me yesterday.
Well, cyber shopping, Cyber Monday, is becoming bigger than Black Friday, which I have a hard time believing after seeing the lines and the cars at the Holyoke Mall on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest with you, it's becoming bigger than Black Friday. And in fact, I think within a 5-year period, cyber sales on Cyber Monday will outpace Black Friday retail sales probably by 5 or 10%. So it's a pretty big deal.
While
you're out there on the internet, you got to be careful.
Well, you know, one thing I have noticed when it comes to our local stores, like right here in the Valley, I notice more and more of them getting websites and also offering their products online. You know, I want to use a reference of a friend of mine in Coleraine who sells soy candles. Now, he's got his store in Coleraine, but he's also got his website online where you can purchase candles online, too.
Online retailing is a big piece of the retail or wholesale business for any business right now. Even if you sell parts as a manufacturing company, you can get online and actually generate revenue by having an online store. CRD Metalworks in Williamsburg, which is one of our clients at Montague Webworks, has a cart. It gets used 5 or 10 times a month,
mm-hmm.
They've generated about $50,000 in additional revenue this year by having the ability to sell parts online. Just that simple awareness that you have something to offer can generate revenue. So yes, as more and more Valley companies get online, which is something it's coming up. You know, it's not like the Boston market where everybody and their mother has a website. Out here, it's a new piece of business, but it's an encouraging piece. And we're happy to help customers get online.
You know, I was going to mention that. Over at Montague Webworks, you know, for local businesses that do have websites and they're thinking about putting their products online, you can definitely help them out with that, right?
Well, that's what we specialize in. We specialize in helping the small to mid-sized local business that has a struggling budget but is looking to grow and adapt. We're particularly skilled at helping those types of businesses get online effectively and efficiently and help them generate revenue. And that's our goal for all of our clients, even our nonprofit clients. They need exposure, too, and it is about revenue for them. So we're keenly interested in having conversations with anybody who can be of value, not just to our relationship with them, but to the community as an online retailer.
Patrick from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week, or for this week, our web topic of the week in internet buying safety. Have a good one, Patrick. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
And also a reminder that Montague Webworks is a part of our Save 30% store online at the Bear Country website, bear953.com. We are at 7:58.